It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Today's show host, Carson Daly attempted the Australian shoey tradition live in Studio 1A yesterday, drinking beer from his shoe. He saw a clip that Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds were doing it with an Australian sailing team. Here, take a listen.
Have you guys ever done a shoe?
No.
Oh, I've never done a shoe either.
Let's go.
Yeah, he drank beer out of his own shoe. Blech. Rumors claim Office Romance co-stars Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein were dating, but broke up before the press tour started. I don't know if I believe that. ASAP Rocky says he would defeat New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani in both a rap battle and at the polls.
Listen, I'm already coming for his spot because I'm about to be mayor's in like 4 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, so listen, if he want to battle, we could do that. If he want to, you know, have a little debate, we could do that too, man.
Okay, dude, keep dreaming. Shia LaBeouf pleaded guilty to simple battery over his Mardi Gras incident. He got a suspended sentence, 2 years of probation. He also has to complete anger management and sensitivity training. I want him to do it with Adam Sandler. That's how I want to see that happen. Paul Rudd auctioned off his Avengers Doomsday premiere tickets for charity, and he didn't ask Marvel's permission first.
It's so crazy that kind of caught on. Because I didn't even ask Marvel. I just auctioned them off. So I'm hoping it's okay.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah.
What if you can't get them in?
Well, then my family's not going because I get a very small allotment.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And we all know Marvel's not secretive or anything.
No. Okay. No. They don't care.
So the winner paid $100,000 for them. The auction benefited the Big Slick Celebrity Weekend, a charity event raising funds for Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Avengers Doomsday hits theaters December 18th. A handwritten letter from Jennifer Aniston has been removed from the auction of Matthew Perry's personal belongings. I think we all know why. And you know how Pink does all those crazy aerial stunts during her show? Well, here's the punchline. Y'all, she's afraid of heights.
Yes.
This can't be true.
100%. I cannot handle heights. And that's why I do that, because I believe in feeling the fear and doing it anyway.
Yes, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Sharon Stone says she was physically assaulted but didn't find out about it until 10 years later when a doctor found evidence of the attack. She says she will not name her assailant. And Fallon had his thoughts on the CBS firings.
CBS just fired longtime 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley. Yeah, the story gets more bizarre because today CBS announced they're replacing Scott Pelley with Byron Allen. Yeah, in the last few months, 60 Minutes has lost multiple producers and correspondents. You could tell that they got rid of a lot of people because the show is now called 60 Seconds. And you go, this.
And a dirt alert this morning. So Ted Danson, about 30 years too late, has issued an apology for wearing blackface at a 1993 Friars roast of then-girlfriend Whoopi Goldberg. Take a listen.
Why I would like to address this is and apologize. So I have no problem talking about this, but I need to and want to apologize for the rest of my life because somebody today can go on the internet, you're right, and go, what the
Yeah.
Wow, I feel betrayed, I feel angry, and whatever. And I did that.
Yeah, you did. Danson used racial slurs during the controversial routine, which drew widespread criticism at the time. And yes, there are still clips online. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And again, it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3. And all I have to say is you're welcome. Oh, yes. Yes, Boogie. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should be grateful.